Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Can I kick it? Kick it.
It's Captain Jay Hood with Black and Abdallah filling in this morning here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. If you're just waking up today, the Bulls win in Miami 113-103, but there's drama behind the scenes. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. The Mets have signed Carlos Correa. That's right. You went to bed last night. You thought Correa was a Giant. He failed his physical, and the Mets swoop in with a pile of cash. 12-year, $315 million deal. Now, Correa does have to pass a physical with the Mets, but it seems as if they're not as concerned as the Giants' medical staff were. So here come the Mets with Steve Cohen and a bunch of money. Cohen has almost spent $800 million in this offseason for the New York Mets.
Good.
And then also, sadly, Franco Harris, the running back Hall of Famer from the Steelers, passed away at 72. So that's the news you need to know this morning. Black and Abdallah filling in for Cap'n Jay Hood. Alex on the north side. We're talking Bears here on ESPN 1000. What's up, Alex?
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
We're good. What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of you two.
Thank you.
But Chris, that take you have about drafting a wide receiver, I don't agree with it.
Okay. Tell me why.
Most quarterbacks have sustained success when they have an offensive line to defend them, you know, to keep all these huge linemen off of them. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Justin Fields has given up, they've given up a lot of sacks against him. So definitely, I think offensive line and then defensive line, you need to shore it up, have someone attack the quarterback of the other team.
Yeah, and those are fair points, Alex. Here's where I'll come back at you with this. My thought on the wide receiver is when you watch other teams, the best teams in the NFL, a part of the special sauce that makes them so great is a number one stud. You go back to that Eagles game against the Bears. What was the play that broke the game open? It was A.J. Brown getting open, was it not? And yes, Hurts found him and he had time. So you're right, the quarterback does need time. But I feel as if part of the reason the Bengals are so dangerous is because of the brilliance of Joe Burrow, but his ability to have a guy always find a way to be open in Ja'Marr Chase. I would say the reason the Dolphins hung with the Bills last Saturday night wasn't because Tua had time. It was because Tyreek Hill was getting open. He's a number one guy. I feel as if the piece that you absolutely have to have in today's NFL to hang in games or to be a top team. Now, I know there is the one caveat of the Chiefs because Mahomes is otherworldly. So he can kind of get away with being so great without a number one guy. All of the other great teams have a number one wide receiver. That, to me, is the most important piece to add to Justin Fields' development.
Right. Do you think that they should take best available then? Like if it's a second pick, shouldn't it be Jalen Carter or should they just reach for a wide receiver?
No, you don't reach. You move back. So you're ideally picking in the bottom of the top 10 and you're collecting another draft pick. If you have to stay at number 2 or number 3, I think you're right, Alex. You select the defensive player there because you don't reach. But we have seen to this point, Ryan Poles has seemed a bit desperate to fill the wide receiver problem, right? He missed on Velus Jones, and now he goes and trades a second-round pick in season for Chase Claypool.
Sorry. Had something in my throat there.
It's all right. Good, Alex.
All good. Appreciate the call, Alex.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate your time.
All right, man.
Thanks, Alex.
Have a nice day.
You too.
I think if you look at the way the draft shakes out, the last mock draft from McShay was about 8 days ago last week. So if you look at it, the first offensive lineman is Skoronski from Northwestern at 7 to the Colts. The next one after that is Paris Johnson Jr., the offensive tackle from Ohio State to the Steelers. So you're right, you're not taking an offensive lineman in the top 5, right? The way it's shaking out now, there probably is going to be a team. There always is. There's always a team. Like, you could be like, oh, it's a one quarterback draft. Oh, it's only a two quarterback draft. There's always a team that gets itchy, that wants to move up. Look, the Bears did it a few years, like, how many years ago with Mitch Trubisky? They got itchy and they moved up one spot for Trubisky. Like, it will happen. So you might find a trade partner, whether it's at two or three, to move back into the draft, and then you just kind of let it fall to you. If an offensive tackle's there, you take the offensive tackle. If a good wide receiver's there, they've got the first wide receiver going off the board at 13 to Jacksonville, Quentin Johnson. Look, the Jacksonville Jaguars helping out their quarterback once again, getting the best wide receiver in this class with Quentin Johnson, the wide receiver out of TCU. Like, yeah, people will say, oh, Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best wide receiver, but he doesn't come out for a year. You've got to wait a whole year for that. So maybe that's in the cards if you only win six or seven games next year. Maybe you have an opportunity there. But I would expect this team, as we've talked about before, that if you have over $100 million to spend and you do have a full complement of draft picks and you have Justin Fields, that I'm not saying that the playoffs are necessary next year, but you better win a handful of games next year. You better be in the mix next year if Justin Fields plays the way he's playing now and you help him out. Like, you have to be. If you spend all this money and you do all this stuff, that's why I'm looking at maybe trading back to try to get more picks to make this team even better.
Chris in Northbrook, you're on ESPN 1000, talking Bears with Black and Abdallah. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to tell you guys a big thank you. You two and Peggy and Dion have reinvigorated my desire to flip on sports radio.
Oh, thank you.
Really, thanks, Chris.
Oh, I really enjoy you guys, your college football stuff's the best around. Actually made a couple shekels thanks to some of your picks.
Shout out.
So you guys are... You guys are top dogs in my radio world. Wanted to follow up with you. You said, yeah, Justin Fields definitely did make some good chicken salad out of chicken poop. No question there. And I wanted to bring up how Cole Kmet has been resurrected.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, about 10 weeks ago, everybody was ready to throw him on the scrap heap. But now he's looking good. Do you think is this a contract year or no?
I don't believe so yet,
no,
but Chris, I think you make a good point. Heading into the season, it was Justin Fields was the most important person that you needed to see some development from. Number two was Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet has stepped up to the challenge. I think he's been great this year. Can he take another step in development? Sure, but I feel as if he really has become a go-to guy for the quarterback, and that's exactly what we needed to see in the offseason.
No, he's not a free agent until 2024, so you've got a year left. And, you know, going into the season, I agreed with you. I said there were three players that I'm giving an absolute clean slate to. Justin Fields, Cole Kmet, and Eddie Jackson. And I think all have stepped up. I know people still don't like Eddie Jackson because he misses tackles or whatever, but look at how bad when he was injured, when he's injured now, some of those plays in the secondary are. He was coming into his own. He was having interceptions again. He was playing well again in this new scheme. I thought that this new scheme would help him out, and it did, and I think he can be productive again for you next year, but definitely Justin Fields, Cole Kmet, and Eddie Jackson, those three players have all performed well so far this season in this new Matt Eberflus system.
We go to Robert in Green Bay, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Robert?
Robert?
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Robbie. Robert.
How you doing?
Robert.
What's up, man? Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yeah.
Robert?
Robert.
Can you hear me?
Bob.
We got you.
We got you.
My question is...
Hello?
I listened to the caller before. And he was talking about how Justin Fields is, you know, a third-string quarterback. He's not a third-string quarterback.
Call him out name. His name is Eddie.
His name is Eddie, and he lives on the north side.
Yeah. He doesn't watch football like how we watch it. We're not
with
back
our
in,
eyes.
Yeah, we're not back in the 70s or 80s. We're in the, you know, 2000. Now, if I was the Bears and I'm sitting at the second pick, I would probably move back to get more picks to fill up more holes on our team. We need offensive line. You got to fix that offensive line first before you fix your defense. You got to protect your quarterback before you go after the quarterback on defense. And, you know, I look at our team and I look at Philadelphia. We're kind of similar. We're going to probably do the similar things that Philly did. Go get a stud wide receiver. I would go get that guy out of TCU. That I forgot his name. I'm not a big college guy, but
Johnston.
I would go, yeah, Michael Johnson.
Yeah, him or someone else that, you know, because look what Philly did. Philly went and got Smith first. Then, okay, we're going to go trade for A.J. Brown. That's what the Bears should do. I like Chase Claypool.
It's okay.
You know, I keep telling people, he came in the middle of the season. He's not going to know that playbook. Like I agree with both of you guys. Give him a year with Justin Fields. Maybe we got something, you know, in him that he could be that number one guy, and then Moody could be the number two guy. And to me, I would keep most of the receivers. I'm not blaming that they can't get open, but you got to protect them. You got to protect Justin Fields so your receivers can get open so he can throw the ball. To me, I think Justin Fields did a leap. Everybody was talking, oh, he's not this, he's not that, like they were talking about Cole Kmet. Give this whole team a time, because next year I think they can probably go and be competitive next year, because you got money. You can go get a Forrest Buckner. You can go get Ngakoue Suh. You can go get all these defensive players and offensive players, like Orlando Brown. I'll throw a bag at him. Okay, you're gonna block my blind side. Then you're gonna see Justin Fields not scrambling, you know, so much, and he's gonna, you know, can see the field, you know, downfield.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate you.
Yep.
He said holes, right?
I think so.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. That's why I say amen, I shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, I shot. Black and Abdallah filling in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. You can listen to our show weeknights from 6 to 8. We are here in for Cap and Jay Hood today. Every single day at 8 o'clock in the morning, we hear Shot or No Shot with Shay Norling. Hello, Shay.
It's my favorite segment of the day.
Good morning, boys. And Shot or No Shot is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Club Hawthorne. Club Hawthorne, put a little more action into your weekend. One of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Also, if you sign up for Club Hawthorne right now before the new year, you're entered to win $12,000 cash on January 1st. So, pretty good.
Shot. No shot.
Is that, that's Cap's favorite sound right there. The galloping of his beloved secretariat, right? Those are the hooves that are galloping past. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's secretariat's laminitis.
I wish I had lunch with the horse. He would have paid.
He was telling me that story a week ago.
He would have paid?
Well, yeah. His secretary kept the in the main. He kept his wallet in the main.
Do you think that, you know, that psychology thing that they did? That I can't think of the name right now.
About
it's
humans
early.
Who love horses?
No. About the thing with the dog and the bell, and whenever the bell would sound, they would put food, so they would start salivating
Pavlov.
For food.
Pavlov's dogs. Yeah.
Thank you. It's early, man. I've been doing nothing but eating edibles and playing FIFA for 5 days, so the brain's a little mushy. Do you think that you could test, like, Cap's heart rate or something like that whenever you play that sound? Do you think if you put him on, like, a heart monitor,
I'm
do you
getting
think
going
do you think
over
he's
here.
Like, whoa, what is that?
No, but I think, like, if you play it at any point throughout the day, like, if you follow Cap around with speakers and then you just played that sound, no matter what situation he's in, he would immediately go, good morning, sweetheart, I love you.
That's so weird.
Just uncontrollably, that's what he would do.
That's so weird.
Like, he's out to dinner with his family, and you just play the secretary.
Mindy, hold
books.
On.
Good morning, sweetheart.
There's a horse here. I've got to find it.
All right, what do we got? Shot. No shot.
All right, let's hear from Justin Fields. He can't hide his displeasure with the way the NFL officials have treated him.
it's been like just too many times this year where, you know, I felt like I've gotten hit late or something like that, or and there's been no flag. So I mean, I'm gonna be on the refs, like, you know, like just, you know, looking for a call. But you know, when I think it's a flag, then, you know, I'm gonna, you know, ask the ref. And you know, on Sunday he said that he didn't think it was a foul. But yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna, you know, be begging for those calls and just hope that I get, you know, one in the near future. So yeah.
That one specifically, though.
When you... I mean, I thought, you know, I don't know. I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, well, pause. But I just gonna ask those refs for those calls. But yeah.
So for those who don't know.
Yeah, explain this one, Abdallah.
Explain
this one.
Pause.
Yeah,
is,
go ahead.
Pause.
By all means.
No, pause is Gen Z phrasing.
Oh.
Pause is when Gen Z wants to say phrasing,
sure.
They say, Jake, am I wrong?
Yeah. Pause, yeah.
Yes. You say pause, yeah, instead of saying phrasing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just letting everybody know.
What else is out there,
I'm just letting,
sir,
everybody know. I'm just letting everybody know that when Justin Fields says pause, he's like phrasing.
Now, did we get clearance on this one? I know Zerman's on the West Coast.
I'm going to be honest.
He's director of content here at ESPN 1000. Did we clear that we're allowed to play that?
He's not awake.
Is that... Jake, did you reach out? Shay, did you reach out this morning? Are we allowed to play?
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, well, pause.
Did we clear that? Did anyone reach out to Danny?
Better to ask forgiveness than permission, Chris. Wait,
now, he is the quarterback. He's the number one guy. This is the star of the city.
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, well, pause.
Is there a shot or no shot here, or were you just playing the audio?
No, I'm going to be honest. The shot or no shot relates to the first half, talking specifically about not getting calls. I didn't realize that both halves of that cut were going to be involved there. my question is totally unrelated to the ridiculousness of the back end of that cut.
Shot or no shot?
I did
Justin
know.
Justin Fields is a dead man walking because he won't get any calls.
Did Bears PR have to respond?
They put out a press release that just said pause.
Pause. Man, he is awesome. He's hilarious. He's the best.
My question.
That's my number one quarterback.
I feel like we should just move on. My question, shot or no shot, Fields holding officials accountable is the best way to get star calls.
Yeah, I mean, you see it in the NBA, you see it in soccer. I would hope that, like, to me today on Sunday, that was blatant. But that was blatant. Like, the problem is all these veteran quarterbacks get these calls, but for some reason Justin Fields doesn't. And like that would, to me, that was a blatant call right there.
Yeah, it's a shot, and I would say I think Justin Fields should take it a step farther. I think he needs to not go back to the huddle, and he needs to make a bigger stink in the face of the official when this continues to happen.
Yeah.
This has been happening all season long. He gets hit after he's given himself up, and he gets hit in the head too, which not only are you not allowed to be hit, you're not allowed to be hit in the head, especially as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And it consistently happens. And quite honestly, I'm a little surprised that Eberflus hasn't lost his mind on the sidelines in defense of his franchise quarterback. He kind of like they'll cut to the sideline and Eberflus is like, ho hum.
Well, he's
all right,
very
next play. And it's like, what are we doing here? There should be a bigger problem of the players on the field and the quarterback and the head coach losing their damn minds in the face of the official.
Wasn't that always the criticism of Lovie Smith, though, that he was too stoic on the sideline? And, like, he didn't really go off on people on the sideline. Like, he didn't go off on refs. He didn't go off on players. He didn't do any of that. Like, the Bears can send the video of that to the league and to the officiating office and be like, what the hell?
It does,
like,
nothing. Watch for this in stuff. Hindsight, it does nothing.
No,
good,
in hindsight, what do you want to do? Award him a penalty and they get to come back here and replay the game?
Like, I understand why being stoic and having an even keel throughout a game is it matters in the NFL. Like, part of the brilliance of Tom Brady's career is like living for another play and eventually just hanging around so long that you win out at the end. That was why the Patriots were so great when Belichick and Brady were together. But in this situation, you cannot allow your quarterback to get hit the way that Fields has after plays have ended.
Yeah.
It's insane.
No, I agree with you.
So, all right. There you go, Shay.
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, whoa, pause.
Shot or no shot, what's next?
I'm going to pivot to the Bulls.
Is that Cap's cut eligible? Is that going to be in the serving for later today?
We've got a few options. We're putting them on the scales right now, seeing what comes out.
Okay.
Got a few options.
Seeing what comes?
Yeah.
All right.
Out.
That's enough. After a loss.
Daddy likey.
Can I get through this, please?
No. It's better this way. It is far better in this situation. Yeah, come on. You're not used to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome to what we bring tonight. 6 to 8. Bleck and Abdallah. Good luck. What do you have for shot or no shot?
After a loss that multiple players called, quote, embarrassing, giving up 150 points to Minnesota and reportedly including a blowout fight at halftime, the Bulls rebounded last night with a win over Miami. Still, the bench has been inconsistent and high scoring from the quote unquote big three hasn't always resulted in wins. So shot or no shot, it's too late for the Bulls to actually turn this around.
I would say shot. I don't think one win against Miami with their best players on the bench means really a whole heck of a lot of anything. You're 12-18. The Heat are a 500 team at this point, and you looked good last night, but I think the problems are much deeper between Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and the, quote, stars of this team. Your guy got max money in the offseason. He got his paper, and no surprise to me, a clutch sports player is now behind the scenes having issues with an organization. Smells like he wants to go to the coast. I would imagine he wants to go to LA and he wants to play with LeBron. That's what this smells like. Is that not what is taking place here with Sham Sarania's report yesterday, that he and the organization don't see eye to eye after they just made him the max player of this team this offseason?
I think also the Heat are a 500 team. Like, they're not great. Yeah,
and Jimmy Butler didn't play. Yeah. Kyle Lowry is injured.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
here's the thing. I just like to take this opportunity to remind people that I was yelled at and laughed at and ridiculed, and tomatoes were thrown at me in the street when I said that the Bulls would not make the playoffs this year. And people were, I was lambasted. I was ridiculed. I was thrown into the street like a dog with a people name, a dog named Adam.
Adam the dog.
Adam the dog. That was me, scrounging for scraps. But no, I told you this team sucked. This team is not good. A little fisticuffs in the locker room, that's not going to fix anything. You can't score, and you can't defend. You can't do anything. You think, you think because now everybody's all kumbaya that you're going to start beating teams? This team's awful. You got to do something. And the longer you wait to do something, the worse it's going to get, because the worse that draft pick is going to get. You keep winning these dumb games, guess what? And you blow it up at the deadline, before the deadline, and that pick's not top four, it was all for nothing. What's the point?
If we're going to do I Told You So Radio, I mean, listen, Zach LaVine, you and I have been discussing him for years on our night show, and even when we were on in the weekends, he's not a winning player.
Mm-hmm.
And you tied your franchise to a non-winning player. He has nice box scores. So celebrate that, Bulls fans. I know Bulls fans are really into Stacey King's highlight scripter on the TV when there's a highlight dunk.
Yeah.
They really like that. So that's cool for them. I prefer wins, and Zach LaVine is not a winning player. He doesn't play max defense throughout a game. He has the worst shooting percentage in clutch time in the NBA this season.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he's usually standing on the side pouting while DeRozan's doing all the hard work in the fourth quarter.
Someone's mad.
So I would say not a winning player, and this is not going to...
No shot.
make a difference. Shay, one more shot or no shot.
I do have one more shot or no shot. A few nights ago, the NBA played a game in Mexico, the Heat and the Spurs. Jimmy Butler had 26 points in that game. He credited his performance on eating crickets in Mexico. He said eating the Mexican crickets got him to score 26 points. He then missed last night with a gastrointestinal issue. Shot or no shot, the crickets caused Jimmy Butler to miss the game last night.
Ooh. What kind of crickets were they? Not crotch, right?
I don't think they were crotch crickets, no.
Cap and Jay Hood mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
It's Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings, 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Black with Adam Abdal, weeknight 6 to 8. How about this? Jesse Rogers is in for us tonight from 6 to 7:30. I cannot wait to hear the song of the night tonight at around 6:50 to see what Jesse picks for the song of the night. For anyone listening this evening to Jesse on Black and Abdallah, please let us know what Jesse selects for the song of the night tonight at 6:50. Just tweet us. Let us know. We'll be listening, but in case something goes wrong and we need help to figure out what Jesse uses for the song of the night, we'll be relying on our great Black and Abdallah listeners.
Here's your FanDuel game of the night, okay? Your FanDuel game of the night brought to you by FanDuel. Promo code Abdallah, A-B-D-A-L-L-A. I'm going to have to get the our friends at FanDuel to upload this for us.
Okay.
No song of the night is minus 225.
Really?
A song of the night we've already done is minus 150.
Okay.
Yes, song of the night, original song of the night, is like plus 175.
Okay, all right.
And seems like no is just the easiest bet ever.
Yeah, but the problem is you got to bet a lot to win, you know, any amount of money. So I'd probably go with, if he's being pressured to, and now people might tweet him about it, he's going to go yes, but he's not going to do the homework to like ask me if we've done a song, and he'll just pick like a Christmas song or something that we've already done. He'll do All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Well, I'm not asking people to tweet him.
No, don't tweet him.
I'm just asking tweet us after he picks a song.
Do not tweet Jesse about Song of the Night.
At 6:50, I would just like to hear what the song is that he's going to select for the song of the night tonight with Black and Abdallah. We're in for Cap and Jay Hood. We're talking Bears with you here on ESPN 1000. If you want to join the conversation, your calls are welcome at 312-332-3776. James in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Good, good. Love you guys' show. You always take me home from work, and good to hear you guys in the morning.
Thanks, James.
Won't take up too much of your time, but I love what you guys are saying about Bears needing the number one wide receiver. I think that's just what they need to go over the edge. But the question I have is, who is that number one wide receiver available? And you know, I've kind of put together my Bears Christmas list of who I think would be we have an actual chance at getting, possibly. And what do you guys think of, like, maybe DeAndre Hopkins from Arizona? You know, I've seen him being a little frustrated on the sideline. Doesn't look like the Cardinals are going anywhere, maybe for this year and next year. Maybe the Bears swoop in with some draft picks or so, and maybe we get that Christmas miracle of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, it's a fair point to bring up, James. I think it is possible. I would imagine anything's possible with the Cardinals, although their front office, their head coach, their quarterback all got new deals. So unless the quarterback is being moved or they're firing the coach, I would imagine they want to keep Hopkins in the mix just because they're not going to be in a situation to try and get to the top of the draft boards by tanking.
So I
don't know. I mean, if he's available, yeah, he's a number one guy.
Here's the problem with this, okay? And I hope I'm reading this correctly. But the problem with Hopkins is that there is an out of the contract in this year, this offseason. But the problem is it's a $23 million dead cap hit. So they're probably not going to do it. And if you trade for him, your cap hit in 2023 is $31 million. And in 2024, it's $26 million. So I don't think the Bears are going to give $30 million and draft capital because you have to pay him. I mean, you have to give him the $30 million. They have to pay him his contract, and you have to trade for him. They're not. I don't think they're going to give him $30 million. $30 million of their $100 million.
I think the most cost-effective way about going about this is drafting a wide receiver in the first 15 picks.
But then you have to trade back. That's the problem.
Trade back. Maybe you get to like 10, where the Raiders are right now. Okay. Maybe the Raiders, because they don't have a quarterback for the future. Maybe you can get two picks from the Raiders, and you could say, "All right, we'll sit at 10." And at 10, we'll take Jordan Addison, the wide receiver from USC, who's an absolute stud. He was the best wide receiver in college football last season. This season, he had 59 receptions, 8 touchdowns. He was very good. Maybe you get him at 10, and you get another first-round pick or something. I think that's the play. The play is to move back and still take a wide receiver.
After June 1st, I guess it's only $11 million. Shay, you can just say stuff. We don't care. You don't have to talk in my ear.
He's being polite.
I know he is.
Conversation.
I know he is.
Being polite.
Yeah, but we're unbuttoned here. You can you're zipped all the way up. But you can just say stuff, man.
Don't worry about it. It's chilly. Matt and Streamwood, you're on ESPN 1000 Talking Bears. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Black and Donald. Thanks for taking my phone call, and I wish you guys a happy holiday to you guys. I'm going to ask you, what would be the asking price to get Chris Olave from the Saints for Justin if that's the number one receiver that he desperately needs?
First-round pick?
Yeah, I would imagine the Saints, when they get their quarterback, they're going to want Chris Olave.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a tough way to go.
Yeah, and I think they're not far off. They just need that quarterback. But having that wide receiver, you know, whether they draft a quarterback or sign a free agent or trade for a quarterback, whatever, it's enticing to have that number one wide receiver, right? Like, it might be enticing for let's say the Bears don't get their number one wide receiver, right? Like, let's say there's a scenario where they wait till the second round and draft a wide receiver. There is a scenario where this team is still rebuilding next year because it's probably not going to be as quick of a fix as we all think. Like, I don't think they're automatically a Super Bowl contender next year, but you could wait and then draft your guy in 2024 or see if there's a disgruntled wide receiver in 2024 that you would want to trade for. I'm not, because like, if you have that second or third overall pick, they might value getting that game wrecker of a player and not trading back, which means they're not drafting a wide receiver till maybe the second or even the third round, which I don't think you're getting a number one wide receiver late in the second or in the third round.
The Saints' first pick in this year's draft at the moment would be 40th. They don't have a first round pick because of the trade with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, the Eagles would be picking 9, which originally was a Saints pick. So I would imagine if you made a deal with the Saints, they would want that number 2 or 3 pick that the Bears would have.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not you would be willing to give that up for Chris Olave, it seems pretty steep. You'd have to get something else in return that I feel like is a first-round value, and they don't have another first-round pick.
Well, and I don't think the Saints are tanking. Like, I don't think they're just blowing everything up and saying, take this guy, take this guy, take this guy for whatever. I think they believe that they're a quarterback away from being...
Their defense is good enough to be in that situation.
And also, that division is garbage. They could still win that division.
The Saints could fix their quarterback position and be the division's best team in the South next season.
Absolutely.
T.O. and Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000 Talking Bears. What's up, T.O.?
Hey, Black and Black, how you guys doing?
What's up, T.O.?
Yeah, so I was going to ask about Andrew Hawking, but that guy already talked about it. But about you said there's no good free agents, but I heard on a podcast that maybe Juju used to be out, or maybe Mayers from the Patriots. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Juju Smith-Schuster signed a one-year deal. So, I mean, he's not number one. Thanks for the call, T.O.
There are players out there. There's depth out there.
Like, Nelson Aguilar is going to be the guy that people talk about as the best available wide receiver, but he's not number one. So if you're a Bears fan, you don't want him to go spend on a guy who's not a number one, but they commit number one money to guys who are good twos.
The problem is we have two good twos. I know you've talked about this before.
Mooney and Claypool.
On the big show, and we've talked about it on the Bear Down podcast as well.
You can't. Easy how you say that.
I say it because we say it on the podcast.
No, I know, but
I'm saying it for the Black and Abdallah fans.
But you might send Shane Norling into shock by saying that.
Well, I'm just saying what we say on the podcast. It's podcast nomenclature. It's podcast lore.
Shay, your thoughts? Abdallah just called 6 to 8 the big show.
No, I don't think. I don't agree. I don't think.
He doesn't agree.
That's fine. I don't care.
He doesn't agree. He doesn't think.
No, no, no. My point is, it's what we say on the podcast that you've talked about it on the night show. We've talked about it on the Bear Down podcast.
The
is
big,
that
huge show? That's what I would call
do you
it.
Think the really that, big show? You think that Shay's listening to the Bear Down podcast? He's not listening to the Bear Down podcast.
I listen to your show from 6 to 8 every night.
Yeah, then he listens to the Bear Down podcast. Same show.
I listen to your show from 6 to 8 every night.
It's our big show. It's our big show. It's our big show. We don't have a bigger show. We're just fill-ins here.
Daddy,
we're just,
like it.
Yeah, we're just replacement players here.
Below replacement.
Is that if he doesn't sign in the next 3 to 4 weeks or whatever, that Odell Beckham Jr. will be the number one wide receiver, but there is no chance in hell he comes and plays here. Like, yeah, Aguilar will be the number one until Odell Beckham doesn't sign, and he said he's not going to, and become the most targeted free agent. But he's only going to go to L.A., Dallas, someplace that's ready to win, that also has bright lights.
Miami.
Yeah, like he's going to go somewhere where he's like instantly in the mix for a Super Bowl. So just saying.
All right. Joey G in Melrose Park. Please listen to the Bear Down podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
And
Joey
listen G. to our big show. It's from 6 to 8.
Joey G, you're on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Joey G.
First of all, I got a shot or no shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. When Justin breaks Lamar's record Saturday, do we pull him and sit him?
No.
Nope.
No shot.
No shot.
So you want to risk the shoulder on a cement felt field.
What are you risking? He's been playing the last 2 weeks.
The shoulder was fine on Sunday. Is it going to get worse?
I understand. Slow down.
Jalen Hurts hurt his shoulder on Sunday.
They said the field this Saturday, when you get tackled on it, it'll be like getting tackled on cement.
Wear an extra padded.
Okay.
Wear an extra padded.
So you're sitting them down.
Okay. That sounds good. Going to throw a couple extra pads on him.
Yeah,
sure.
Number two, our wide receiver's coming from the draft. He ain't coming from free agency. Whether it's the first round, second round, that's what I believe. Number two,
three.
We need a nose tackle. We need a guy that can plug up that middle and has to be double teamed. This way we can free up Rutgers to attack the opposite quarterback. Three.
Four.
Two offensive four. I'm sorry, I'm under the weather.
Oh, you feeling okay,
what's
Joey?
What's going on,
wrong?
Joey? Tell us, what's happening there?
Yeah, I'm pregnant. I got the flu. We need two offensive linemen, two offensive defensive linemen, and one of them I'd like to be a nose tackle. But this is all a lottery spin here, because we don't know how Poles is going to do picking the drafts.
That's fair.
He has no credentials there yet, does he?
No, he's got one draft that we can kind of rate him on.
Brisker's pretty good.
Brisker's good. Gordon's back decent. To Pittsburgh. Yeah, I didn't like that trade, but that's me. And did I hear a rumor this morning? I was kind of in and out of it. Did Eddie call today?
Eddie called today, yes.
We locked him in. I believe that was 7:27 a.m.
God, he's such a snake.
No, do you know Eddie?
Well, no. He calls and he doesn't go toe-to-toe with Cap and Hoodie. He always calls when somebody's filling in for Cap and Hoodie.
Wow. Yeah,
the below replacement fill-ins.
Yeah, he's a third. You guys are great. But he said he's a third round quarterback.
No, a third string. Yeah.
Now, Joey, hear me out. Is the reason we don't hear Eddie call into Cap and Jay Hood because Cap is Eddie?
No shot.
You sure?
Sure about that?
Have you thought about it?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Have you ever heard them in the same place at the same time?
I guess not, no.
There you go.
Yeah, see, it's something to
think about it.
something that's out there.
Think about
Jordan.
It.
It's something
Think about
that's
it.
Certainly out there.
Put it in your head.
Listen, happy holidays. Thanks for taking
you
my
too,
call.
You too, Joey
Jay.
G. Feel better, okay?
Joey G, thank
holiday,
you.
Buddy.
Love you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Joey G.
Eddie?
Yep.
You entertained me.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey. So there, that's interesting.
I think I rocked his mind a little bit.
Abdallah has brought a new item to the table. Is Eddie from the north side, David Kaplan.
I love it, you.
Is David Kaplan on the north side.
I thought he was still on.
Joey, what do you think?
I love you.
I love you too, Joey.
I'm here.
You can hide.
Eddie, you agitate me.
Did we pull that already? That's awesome.
No, it's in their clips.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they're
I thought Joey was still talking.
Oh, it's both. Here's Joey. Joey, say something real.
Say something real.
And then Jake Cantu's got...
I love you.
Yeah. Joey, say something else to make sure that you're not a robot.
Say something real. What's today's date?
No clue.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.